The Yankees and the Orioles on Tuesday night. Luis Severino has had a resurgent 2017 after faltering in 2016, and he'd be staked to a lead just three pitches into the game.
And the pitch swung on and hit in the air to deep right. That ball is high, it is far, it is gone. It's a Gardy party. Gardner plants one in the right field seats.
High fly. Left field, going back Mancini, looking up, see ya, home run, Matt Holliday, 2-0 Yanks.
And here's Matt Holliday.
That was driven deep to left field, fair ball, it's gone, it is gone, see ya, two home runs for Holliday.
And the Yankees take a 4-0 lead. Here's Gardner.
Drill deep to right field, there it goes, see ya, another home run for Gardner.
I mean, the Ball brothers are really, really intent on hitting home runs.
Swing and a miss. Big strikeout for Severino, who is pumped up as he comes off the mound.
Pitch is grounded to short.
And Severino keeps getting better and better.
The Yankees crush the Birds 8-3. The Yankees are the only team in the majors this season with two games of two players hitting two home runs apiece. Manny Machado had a tough night. He struck out four times in a game for just the second time in his career. Four combined home runs from Brett Gardner and Matt Holliday, plus a solid outing into the seventh inning by Luis Severino, made Joe Girardi a very happy man. Here is the Yankee skipper sharing his thoughts in the aftermath of an 8-3 win against the Birds on Tuesday night.
You know, I thought it did. I thought it set it early. Our guys had good at-bats, made solid contact, and Tillman over the years has given us some problems, but tonight we were able to hit him a little bit.
Gardner mentioned on the field that the offense had struggled a little bit lately. It was nice to have a night like tonight, fun to have a night like tonight. How relaxed did they seem overall tonight?
They were good. I mean, you look at two of the last 3 days, we've put up some bigger run totals. And as offenses are going to go through that. Guys aren't always going to be hot, and you're going to go through some times where you don't score a lot of runs, but it's great to see.
How much fun do you think Holliday and Gardner were having in particular with their own little home run battle?
Well, I think they enjoy it. I think, you know, hitting can be contagious, and I think they can feed off of each other, and it helps. Really good again. You know, if we wouldn't have pushed him, you know, the other day, I probably would have left him in. But with the amount of pitches he threw the last start, we felt it was probably in our best interest to get him out. There's nothing wrong with him. He was still throwing the ball great. But again, he threw the ball really well.
How good was the changeup and slider tonight?
Really good. He had a lot of depth to his slider tonight. I thought his fastball, he hit a lot of locations with it. And, I mean, he's pitched really, really well.
Joe, with how well he's pitched, is it to the point where you expect these outings out of him every time he takes them out?
I mean, you feel good when he takes them out. You really do because of the stuff that he has. And, you know, I've seen the improvement in his slider. It's had a lot more depth. And when he has the depth to it, it's really tough to hit.
Any concern about Didi getting?
Yeah, we're a little concerned about his hand. You know, we'll have it checked out and see if he's make sure he's okay.
Joe, with Judge, his ability to lay off breaking pitches, especially two strikes, seems like a constant thing, off-speed stuff, and then wait for his pitch to hit. I mean, how tough of an adjustment is that for a young hitter?
Well, you know, he probably saw a lot of breaking balls the last couple of years. Probably got, you know, challenged, and he knew he had to make adjustments. And a lot of times, you know, it's in your fundamentals that allows you to lay off. Your balance, you know, making sure that you stay back. And it's not easy a lot of time for young players, but he's made a really good adjustment. Baltimore, it's always like this. It's never an easy game when we play them. They're a very good team, and they're very explosive. And, you know, I don't know if there's – you really ever feel that safe, you know?
Joe, what kind of test will Didi have?
I don't know. I'll talk to Stevie. But I'm sure they'll take a look at it, have the doctor look at it, and determine what he needs.
You've talked a lot about wanting to get the production from your OR guys, just not the young guys. And Gardner has a slow April. He's on pace for 36 homers, and same as Holliday, who hasn't really got hot yet. How about what those two have given you so far?
I mean, they've had a great May. Gardy's had a wonderful May after, you know, somewhat of a tough April. He got off to a good start, and then he kind of went into a funk. But he's had a great May, and he's picked us up a lot. And, you know, Holliday's been pretty consistent, had a lot of big hits for us. He did it again. And there's power, you know, in our lineup. The guys have the ability to hit the ball out, and we're scoring more runs.
It may seem hard to believe, but yes, Brett Gardner is tied for the Major League lead this season with multi-homer games. He had his third on Tuesday night. A big reason why the Yankees cruised to an 8-3 win against the Orioles at Camden Yards.
Just staying consistent in my work and my approach, staying down on my legs, using my lower half, and good balance, good timing, good rhythm, and things have worked out. Hopefully we can keep it going.
After you hit that second home run when you came around third and then crossed the plate, it looked like you were smiling at Matt Holliday, who was on the in the on-deck circle. Were you guys having a friendly home run competition tonight?
Yeah, he kept telling me that he was one-upping me, so I had to get back even with him, and we're just having a lot of fun. Offensively, it was a good night for us. We've been the last week or so, we've slowed down a little bit, so it was nice to come out today, get Sevy an early lead, and he pitched great.
You mentioned Severino. How impressed have you been with him overall this season?
He's been great. His composure and his command has been a lot better, his fastball command tonight. I thought he came out and pounded the zone, and he throws hard. Every fastball is 96, 97, 98, 99, and gets guys off balance with a good changeup and a good slider, and he's a lot of fun to play behind.
Luis Severino was a sensation in 2015 when he got called up to the majors, but really faltered in 2016. It appears that the talented right-hander has returned to his 2015 form as he turned in 6 1/3 solid innings with just one run given up as he fanned 8. Severino shared his thoughts in the aftermath of the Yankees' 8-3 win on Tuesday.
I just need to calm myself down. Gary is a good catcher over there. He caught a good pitches over there. And I just had to execute my pitches.
Is that a situation where maybe last year it might have escalated, but this year you have the confidence and execution in your pitches to get out of it?
Yeah, of course. Last year I was missing a lot of spots, with my fastball. This year I feel comfortable with everything, my changeup. My fastball remains good. My slider has been great. So, yeah.
You went 17-plus innings without giving up a run. How pleased have you been with your performance so far this year?
I feel good. I feel good. I feel good the way I'm performing. I have a rough, last year. This year I work hard to be here and be pitching like this.
Luis, how important was it for you to follow up the game you had the last time with another good game? Because that's been a challenge sometimes for you to put two really good starts together.
It's important because, I'm giving the chance to the team, to win. That's what I want to do, I want to go over there and compete every time I get to the mound.
Matt Holliday has gone deep at least twice in a game, 22 times in his career, but Tuesday was the first time he had done so as a Yankee. The veteran slugger shared his thoughts with the media following Tuesday's 8-3 win in Baltimore.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's our real strength is our depth and 1 through 9 with guys that can do damage and got a chance to be a really good offensive team.
What's impressed you most about what Aaron continues to do?
I mean, he's just not swinging at bad pitches. He's able to take balls off the outside corner and hit them to right center and use the whole field. He not only is extremely strong, but he knows what he's doing. And he stays on his backside really well. I think he understands his swing really well for a young player. So he's had an amazing first 2 months.
Your first 11 homers since the end of April.
Yeah, a little guy can hit him. It's been fun to watch. When you have a guy up and down the lineup that can hit homers, it puts a lot of pressure on the other team. So having a guy that can start the game with a home run is a nice weapon.
Those runs early though for Severino.
Yeah, he's pitched great. He's off to a really good start. His stuff is elite. He's got elite stuff. So anytime you can give him a lead and make him feel a little more comfortable, it makes it even harder on the opposing team.
Yeah, Brett said on the field that you were joking with him. You one-upped him after you hit the second one. What did he say to you after he hit his second?
He stared at me all around the bases, I think. So we got a little competition going. And it's kind of sad considering I'm about 50 pounds heavier and much, much taller.
Talk about the homers tonight. Were you feeling it?
A couple good swings. Got a breaking ball, and the second time fastball in and got the barrel to it. So, yeah, it was fun. We hit a lot of homers tonight, or at least early in the game. So that gave our pitching a chance to settle in and able to give us a chance to win.
You have competition going with Judge too?
He seems to have got out a little further ahead than the rest of us. We'll see. We'll see if I can get up close to him. But he's in the league of his own right now.
The Yankees look to keep it rolling on Wednesday behind Masahiro Tanaka as he opposes Kevin Gausman.